President Barack Obama has asked Congress to repeal a 1974 law that restricted trade with the now-defunct Soviet Union. The administration says it's needed because it penalizes U.S. companies who do business in present-day Russia. Now, four senators say they're going to support repeal of the law on one important condition. They want sanctions for Russian officials who violate human rights. Now, to make it even more complicated, Russia is the newest country to join the World Trade Organization, and that's not without controversy. To set us straight, Bloomberg government analyst Caitlin Weber is joining us. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, Emily.
So let's give a little bit of background just to set the scene. Russia has been the largest economy outside the World Trade Organization. Its candidacy has been going on longer than any other country. So what were the major sticking points, and have they been resolved?
Yeah, so Russia's path to the WTO has been longer than any other country. They've been waiting for almost 20 years now to join the WTO, and they're the largest economy that's still outside the WTO. It's been a really difficult path for a couple of reasons. One, because it's such a huge economy. It's the ninth largest economy in the world. Negotiations with other WTO members have just been more difficult. The stakes have been higher in those negotiations. And there's also been, I think, varying political wills among Russian political leadership. At different points over the past 20 years, Russian political leaders haven't found WTO membership to be in their political interest. But I'd say over the past 5 years or so, we've seen foreign trade becoming much more important to Russia. They're trading much more with countries outside of the former Soviet Union. We've also seen foreign investment in Russia really explode before the recession set in. And so as foreign trade is becoming more important, as big American companies like GE and Pepsi are making big investments there, WTO membership has been much more attractive for Russia to finally get done.
So tell me a little bit about how lawmakers may be changing their opinions or their views on Russia, because it's always been sort of a wary, let's hold them at arm's length type of feeling or sentiment towards Russia.
Yeah, it's interesting because Russia's joining the WTO whether or not Congress acts, and they're joining the WTO at the end of next month. And so Congress, its role here is to decide whether or not they want to repeal a law that you mentioned earlier has been on the books since the Cold War, and that law basically prevents the U.S. from applying normal trade status from Russia and giving it its BETS tariffs on a permanent basis. So most lawmakers you will hear say that repealing what's called the Jackson-Vanik Law is a win-win for U.S. businesses, but they are hesitant because of concerns over human rights. And having Jackson-Vanik on the books is also a form of leverage in U.S. diplomatic relations with Russia. And so you'll hear some lawmakers saying, we know this is a win for business, but at the same time, we're not sure if it's in our strategic interest to grant Russia this favor at a time when they're not behaving well anyway.
I'm speaking with Bloomberg government analyst Caitlin Weber. And Caitlin, what about some of those business concerns or concerns the businesses have long had with Russia, particularly with both cybersecurity and intellectual property rights?
Right. So Russia overall has been a notoriously difficult place to do business. It gets really low ranks from the World Bank in terms of ease of doing business just generally. And there's also a lot of concerns about corruption there as well. But in the sense of intellectual property rights, the U.S. has raised concerns about Russia's enforcement of IPR rights for a long time. They actually have most of the laws on the books. The biggest problem with Russia has been in terms of enforcing those laws. So we see a lot of problems there in terms of internet piracy, piracy of DVDs, not protecting copyrights, trademarks, even of things like medications. So some of the big backers of Russia joining the WTO and U.S. recognizing that membership is that under the WTO, Russia has to respect intellectual property rights. And if they don't, the U.S. has resource under the WTO to take a case against Russia to secure penalties if they don't enforce those rights.
So it sounds like by joining the WTO, that's actually a good thing for U.S. business. I mean, by Russia joining the WTO, that might be a good thing, give U.S. businesses a tool. But let's talk about the human rights that you brought up. There was just a House vote last week basically striking a Defense Department deal with Rosoboron Exports. It's an arm of the Russian government that not only sells helicopters to us, but apparently to Syria. Is that an issue in Congress, kind of grappling with those types of things?
Yes. I mean, as I said earlier, a lot of lawmakers are saying for them it's a decision as to whether or not this is in the strategic interest of the U.S., whether or not this is in the interest of U.S. foreign policy. And I should say that WTO membership doesn't necessarily wouldn't prohibit things like the vote we saw last week on prohibiting trade with the Russian company. Under the WTO, if a foreign company is acting in a way that the U.S. feels is challenging their national security or is not in their strategic interest, the U.S. would still be able to block that company from doing business with the U.S. government or even embargo trade with that company as well. So I think the decision that you'll see lawmakers are making is whether or not they want to just look at this as a commercial question or whether they want to more broadly look at the issue in terms of foreign policy and a more broad relationship with Russia.
And talk to me a little bit about government contractors, because some of them are among the nation's largest companies. And, of course, our fiscal climate over here doesn't look too good. Are they looking at Russia as perhaps a major customer?
I think yes, cautiously. It's a huge economy, as I said, and it's transitioning as well. So I think they're looking at the benefits and the opportunities there. But at the same time, we've seen Russia steer a lot of public procurement contracts toward local companies. And Russia has made some commitments under their WTO candidacy to eventually open up their public procurement market for U.S. government contractors to be able to compete on equal footing with Russian contractors. But that's probably a long time coming. We saw China making the same kind of commitments when they joined the WTO back in 2001, and now more than 10 years later, we're still waiting on them to finalize those commitments for public procurement.
Caitlin Weber is an analyst at Bloomberg Government, and thanks so much for joining me.